Good Monday. This is the Chocolate Knox with your Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Monday, November 23rd. November 23rd, 2020. As always, you can send us your choice picks of news to news@crosspolitic.com. That's news@crosspolitic.com. And now for
the millions
of political junkies.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Ooh, Sidney Powell, who is part of Donald Trump's Strike Force lawyer team, was on Newsweek this past week and said, things are about to get pretty biblical.
Jordan Sekulow said that there's going to be a filing soon in Georgia that would be explosive. Can you tell us anything? Can you make some news with us here tonight? Tell us anything new that you're going to present in that filing in Georgia.
Well, I can't say that yet.
Ooh.
But hopefully this week we will get it ready to file.
Sidney, what's...
And it will be biblical.
Ooh, promises, promises, promises. I mean, let's be honest. Who can't use more biblical right now? Am I right? One thing is for sure, though. Georgia sounds like they're about to get a Russian TSA cavity search, including Governor Kemp.
Let me ask you about the state of Georgia. Obviously, yesterday, you know, the governor there, he certified the election for Joe Biden. It's about 12,000 votes. And what you see, will Georgia switch?
Yeah, that's a total farce. Georgia's probably going to be the first state I'm going to blow up. And Mr. Kemp and the Secretary of State need to go with it because they're in on the Dominion scam with their last-minute purchase or award of a contract to Dominion of $100 million. The State Bureau of Investigation for Georgia ought to be looking into the financial benefits received by Mr. Kemp and the Secretary of State's family about that time. And another benefit Dominion was created to award is what I would call election insurance. That's why Hugo Chavez had it created in the first place.
Wow.
But I also wonder where he got the technology, where it actually came from, because I think it's hammer and scorecard from the CIA.
Just to clarify, you're saying that Governor Kemp, who's been a longtime ally of the president, is directly involved because of financial benefit in the conspiracy to defeat the president in Georgia?
We have certainly been told that there is evidence of that, and it would warrant an investigation if anybody were actually going to do an honest investigation.
What more could you tell us about that alleged conspiracy? The governor's involvement?
I can't give you any more details on that now.
Oh, come on, Sidney. Inside this 20-minute interview on Newsmax, Sidney Powell was asked, what state has the election fraud been the worst in?
From what you see and what you're alleging, what state was switched the most?
Oh, that's really hard to say. Georgia is extremely bad. We've got ballots being shredded, ballots being thrown out in trash bags, lying by people working in the center, the votes being switched, the algorithms being run. You name the manner of fraud, and it occurred in Georgia.
These are in the Atlanta area counties, those counties, Fulton, DeKalb.
Yeah, I think the algorithm ran most probably across the country. Can I say that for sure yet? No, I can't say that for sure yet, but it looks that way. And it looks like 35,000 votes were added to every Democratic candidate.
I'm sorry, did she say 35,000 to every Democratic candidate? I thought that she said 30. I was there when she said 30. When can we see some? Everybody's asking when. When are we going to start seeing some movement in the court, Sidney?
I'm hoping we can get it ready by Wednesday. If not, it should be ready by Friday. But it's a massive project to pull this fraud claim together with the evidence that I want to put in.
So are you saying you're going to file?
Remember, this isn't a summary judgment motion where we actually have to produce any evidence now. Your typical lawsuit, you just file the statement of what the charges are without any affidavits or anything.
But are you saying you're going to file the same?
The way the media is going about this is absolutely ridiculous and unreasonable to expect us to put evidence in right now.
Huh.
Although we know election issues are on an expedited schedule. But I could wait a month to file the fraud case and everybody would have to undo their certifications because it's so bad.
So all of
the millions
of Trump fans can get ready to...
Let's get ready to rumble!
So this should be a pretty interesting week, to say the least, because, you know, Thanksgiving, too, along with that. Don't you wish that Christian media was just a little bit more rowdy and a little more idols got smashed in the process? A news station that gave you this biblical worldview somewhere between 12 to 24 hours a day. Well, that's what we're trying to do over here at Cross Politic, and that's what we're about, smashing false idols and giving you the truth. And so we need your help so that we continue growing the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. And one of the best ways that you can help us do that is by becoming a Fight, Laugh, Feast Club member today. Many of you already are, and we're so thankful for that, and that's allowed us at this point to build what we have already. But, well, if you're tired of that legacy media cramming their pagan worldview down your throat and social media censoring views that they don't approve of, then support Cross Politic as we build a Christian media platform and network committed to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Also, we like to laugh, we like to feast, and drink a little beer. So support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight, Laugh, Feast Club member today. The entire nation is cracking down on group activities so close to Thanksgiving and Christmas. The latest to do so is a dictator out of Oregon. Governor Kate Brown was asked recently if residents should call the cops if they see coronavirus violators.
This is no different than what happens if there's a party down the street and it's keeping everyone awake. Mm. What do neighbors do? They call law enforcement because it's too noisy.
That could be a yes.
Yes, yes.
Wow. So a noise violation, and these two are it's just the same. So, you know, if my neighbor sees six cars parked outside and they do some quick math, it's like, I don't know, there might be three people inside of those vehicles. Hey, that's over the limit. Let me call the police. Guys, these are like red flag laws. This is scary stuff. My neighbor can think that I have more people in my house and just call the police and I get a visit. That is insane. And they're supporting people who do this thing and encouraging it to be done. The governor also ordered a 2-week freeze that includes limiting indoor and outdoor gatherings to no more than 6 people from no more than 2 households in an effort to curb the spread of the virus. Here's what's crazy too. The violators, they can face up to 30 days in jail. Oh, or a $1,500 fine, or both. Dictator Brown said that she would work with the state police and local law enforcement to encourage Oregonians to comply with her mandate. Oh, here's some good news. The order does allow faith-based gatherings to have up to 25 indoor or 50 people outdoors. In case your church was wondering what the governor would allow them to do as they serve the Lord. Before I go, I want to play a few sounds of freedom, a few encouraging sounds of freedom for you. At least while I still can, and while I can still do it before I get arrested. Listen to that lovely sound. You might be asking yourself, what sound is that? Well, that's the sound of curfew breakers in Huntington Beach, California. Yeah, they're defying Governor Mussolini's curfew. And the newest restrictions that he just put into place require people to not have any essential errands. No, they're supposed to stay home from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. through December 21st with possible extensions. Of course, you gotta have possible extensions. Those extensions only apply if things continue to get worse and trends continue to go the wrong way. People will be allowed to shop for groceries, pick up food, and even walk their dogs. No, thank you. Remember that? There's a word we all need to learn. No. No. And this from Buffalo, New York, where tyrant Osama bin Cuomo reigns. On Friday night, some business owners who have had enough of the arbitrary coronavirus-related restrictions handed down to them by Osama bin Cuomo that have pretty much been killing their establishments and hurting all their employees, well, they gathered together in Athletes Unleashed Gym in Orchard Park. A number of the business owners refused to comply when a health department official and an Erie County Sheriff's Department enter their facilities.
They're not.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
Don't worry. This is private property. They're not wanted here. So,
I'll start the clip right here.
This is private property. They're not wanted here. So do your jobs.
Well, her job is...
Your job is to remove people that are not wanted here.
You have a
We're wanted here. They're not.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
Don't worry about my health. My health isn't your concern.
You're meant to be wearing a mask. It's a government.
Okay, well, then write me up.
It's the law.
Okay, then take me to jail.
It's not the law.
Then take me to jail.
Show me the law, please.
Come back with a warrant or leave.
Don't write the law.
You can walk on any property with no warrant.
Go get a warrant. You guys are breaking the law right now. You're breaking the law. Go outside. No, go on your phone outside. Go on your phone outside.
Watch this.
Like it if where did you hear the report?
Stop yelling at me. You're in my establishment.
Who reported it?
Yeah, who reported it?
You know what? I don't know.
It's anonymous. There we go.
Anonymous. It can't be anonymous. You need to know your
snitches get stitches.
You got to go get a warrant. You don't get to violate the Constitution. It does not matter.
Code enforcement. They bypass the Constitution for code enforcement. Wow, watch this. Here it goes.
Get out!
And they walk them all the way out the door into the property.
We will not comply. We will not comply.
That's just what happens when businesses get together to talk about what they're going to do, and somebody rats them out. That's what happens. This reminds me of back in the day, early 1900s, 1916 or so, I think is the time. Where black farmers, maybe it might be a little earlier than that. I might have the dates wrong. But earlier, black farmers had their own land. They had their own property. But yet they weren't getting the same amount of money for what it was that they were selling. And some of their property was getting encroached upon. And so they would bleed them because they couldn't get the goods sold. And then they would buy off their properties. And some of the black farmers decided to try and come together to create a co-op. And they got raided by some of the white farmers in they were meeting in little areas to try and figure out how they were going to get together. And here we are once again doing the exact same thing. That is a scary thing. I'm the Chocolate Knox with your cross-politic daily news brief. I hope you decide to support Christian media by joining our Fight, Laugh, Feast Club. Download our app. And if you don't do any of those things, hitting the share button and getting that content out there, especially preferably on the Fight, Laugh, Feast app platform. And that can't be said enough. That share button is essential and completely important. So just think, if you can't sign up for a club membership, that's okay. Share. The app is free. Go download the app at your favorite app store and continue to support Rowdy Christian Media at FightLaughFeast.com. I'm the Chocolate Knox. Thank you for listening.